You're listening to the Cosmic Code Podcast for the evolution of consciousness. Here's your host, Vince Kelvin.
I'm Vince Kelvin. You're listening to my weekly podcast, counting the days down to Pickup Academy, an entire week with all my most brilliant colleagues online only, where we're going to refine all aspects of your game. So, I want to urge you to understand that until you resolve that you will resolve it all, until you resolve that you will resolve it all, your approach to game and your game will come short. It's got to be a core resolution, whatever it takes. If your approach is too tentative, it's not attractive, it's not sexy. Where does that begin, guys? It begins with your approach to learning the art of seduction, pickup, flirting, whatever it may be called. If some people don't like the name, that's their problem. But they're in denial with their own human needs. We all have a need to connect, to mate, men, women. And if you are not getting what you want at that level, it's because you're not getting in all the way. So there's a couple of questions right here. First question from Rick: how to avoid getting lost in the theory and take it to be more applied? Simple. Number one, know that there's basically two extremes. In 30 years of coaching, I've seen tens of thousands of men capable. No doubt, some already have covered a little more ground, or they have a little advantage going on for themselves. But you don't even need that. What you need is devotion or dedication, and dedication. But I've seen men approach this art and learning it in very different ways. We're all one, we're all the same. You put a group of people together, no matter what the task at hand is, one will be in the lead, or a few will be in the lead, but one will be in the lead of the leaders. Some will be in the middle, and some will start to be behind. So here's a great recommendation. Pay attention, or if you don't find yourself in a position where you can pay attention, you come to a boot camp, we got 15 guys, you notice one guy goes, hey, see, my problem is, you notice the other guy who goes, hey, I'm hungry, and we go, okay, two different ways to enter this experience, let's see where it leads, and you make your own distinction. If you're not in that position where you can observe, okay, the lead and the bottom, without judging the person, to know that it's always and only a matter of the protocol followed. And it should be aligned with the choice. If the choice of the person is, it's not that important to me, wonderful. Okay? In helping others, I think the true measurement is, are you true to you? Are you in denial? It's important for you. You're not getting what you want, so you're depriving yourself. That's not cool to you. Oftentimes, more oftentimes than not, we're a little bit in denial when we go, oh, I'm okay. I'm okay with not much, really. But if that's your choice, that's your choice. So everything is always a choice. Now, listen closely. How to avoid getting lost in the theory and take it to be more applied. Those who seem to struggle the most, they tend to have a theory about theories that's limiting. They also are quite proficient, even though it works against them, at putting something in front, while those who seem to thrive, they are here to accumulate. They get hungry. They're not here to try to sort things out. So on one hand, you hear guys that go, well, you know, you can't only get just the theory. What you need to do is to apply it also. You have the other guy who goes, well, you don't need theory, you know, just take steps. So they begin to put something in front, and they have a theory about theory that may not be based on the core mindset. Okay? There we call it a mindset. While on the other hand. Be the guy. Me, that's my mindset. I'm the guy that any piece of information that could contribute, even if just a little bit, or even if as a reference of what not to do, I dive in. Now, I don't dive into any piece of information that could help me at the mercy of, but I'm not going to apply it. You got to watch your presuppositions. You got to clean all that garbage that you heard from other people that used it as excuses. See, it's easy for a person that didn't go all the way that begin to report afterwards. If they're honest and they go, hey, I didn't really do much with that pickup thing, probably because of my own theory. I wrestled a lot with trying to find what system would be right for me, and I lost a lot of fucking time also debating. I started with the presupposition that it wouldn't make sense, that automatically what you hear, you apply it. What you apply, you find greater ways to apply it. So you go back and forth, right foot, left foot. We're going somewhere. You accelerate the pace. You're running. Boom, you're in the fucking lead. You got what you wanted, and you won. No, instead, I entered with crooked ideas already. Like, okay, well, I'm learning something, but I don't apply it. Well, apply it then. To me, it would not even occur to hear something and not apply it. Okay? When I teach with my colleagues, I hear a little idea, whether or not I taught something similar or I have something that tops it or I never heard it before, let's play with it. Common sense. Okay? So at the top, it's a principle of I'm here to win, I'm here to accumulate, not to dissect, not to debate. Okay? So many gurus have said, I think it was R.J. Ross Jeffries that said it the first time, if you debate, you masturbate. I saw mystery quote that, I've said it myself. So, if you really want to thrive, first, it's more attractive if the guy is a bit of an adventurer. What's an adventurer? An adventurer is somebody that doesn't know for sure where they're going. Okay? Wow, that's going to be an adventure. Where are we going? At what time are we going to get there? We don't know for sure. It's an adventure. That's why we call it an adventure. So be a little more adventurous. And then, what's also sexy, imagine the girls go, hey, we may go to that party. And the guy's answer is like, well, you know, I don't really like to go to parties. And are we going to be there on time? So I could also, because I got this, and what are we going to do? And what are we going to do at the party? The girls are gone, okay? Now, it's in the context of a party. But also, if the girl is starting to open to the guy, you know, different setting, different lifestyle, and the guy starts to go, well, I don't know, you know, because with my work, I think maybe we should just see each other once in a while. And that's his attitude, like, from the get-go. No. So what's sexy is the guy who goes, hey, makes no difference to me. Of course I apply, of course I intake, and it's not an either or. So you want to model those who thrive. It's not them, it's a protocol. Different matters in life require different approaches. There, if we're heading towards a road that we became so attractive as men, that of course women want us, and it's not a trick, it's not a gimmick, or it's not a exciting beginning like, oh, I think she likes me, but she never texted me. How do you get girls to text you back? Or it's like, well, she came to my place. How do you deal with last-minute resistance? Yeah? You don't have a problem with last-minute resistance. You just are still operating with a couple tricks, and you're missing the whole point, the mindset, the lifestyle, the attitude. Okay? The real deal would be, of course, it's who you are. So we got to become based on who we are and explore further. Okay? So model those who produce the best results. Know that every destination has a road that leads there. So at least be aware you're not following the right road. But I promise you, whenever there's women, if we start to bring up questions like that, any wise woman, you go, well, how to avoid getting lost in the theory. Well, who gets lost? The loser. Why the fuck would you get lost in the theory? And the adventurer is in the wood. He got lost a little bit. first, don't get lost. Second, if you get lost, find your way again as rapidly as you can. That's the mindset that's missing. That's what you got to pay attention to, not questions like that. And then avoid any question that's already a fucking limitation. But Lord knows that they are rich in any form of social teaching in the community and the proclamations of those who are not willing to do the work. So all those people you've ever heard, and even if you tended to say it yourself, stop doing that, who would say, well, you know, sometimes it's a lot of theory. Well, if it's a lot of theory, you intake it even more. We never have a problem of, oh, it's a lot of theory. No, you're going through it too slow. It's not enough action. I never in my whole life said it's a lot of material. I'm very curious. There's so much richness in the world, okay? So I always love to learn and discover. We're blessed in this day and age. You go on YouTube, you click on one good thing, you got 10 other good things that pop up. That's a fucking lot. But I've never been the guy who would go, well, that's a lot of theory. I go, Vince, it's not enough action. Plus, also be true to you. Do you want it or you don't? You got to detect in a question like that all those twisted ways. Like, first, the guy is not true to himself because, and I'm not talking specifically to the person who asked the question. This is my way to help you. This is the answer that is going to help you, okay? First, be the kind of man that you make decisions. Making a decision is, well, your resolve. So, make the decision that first you're going to do your best not to get lost in a material. Why would you even pay attention to that? You're going to, your new point of focus is, okay, what am I already getting? That is the next piece, okay? You also know that you hear it, and it's okay if you don't get it right away. It's not like the bar exam where if you don't have the exact correct answer, it's coming, it's mindset, there's a little more flow and more ease than other discipline. Then if for whatever reason you get lost, be the kind of guy who goes, okay, let me find my way. And then any theories you've heard from other people, well, you know, you can't just do the theory. No. Bullshit. Oh, well, you know, you don't need theory. Bullshit. Even the word fucking theory, we call it mindset. A theory is something different. And any guys that builds a theory about a theory is starting to get lost. That's how you get lost. It's not the material that finds you lost. Okay? It's the theories you have about the material. So you got to destroy those theories and stay away from anything in the forum of guys who start, well, you know, my problem is it's a lot of material. I'm going to let it simmer. No, learn from the top dogs, the sexy motherfuckers that revolutionized their reality. And trust me, I didn't start from there. I so didn't start from there. But learn that the right attitude, it's not right or wrong, the potent attitude, the attitude that pays off is, I'm here to take. I'm taking as much as I can from it. And why wouldn't I apply it? Nonsense. Whoever equaled getting acquainted with material and not applying it. Now, it'd be foolish also, what's your expectation, to expect that you're going to apply it perfectly right away. So right there, you got paralysis analysis. You analyze so much that you don't dive in, and every new endeavor is going to be a little difficult. So that's the willingness. We lose many guys where their challenge is that they want it to be easy and comfortable. You got to be willing that I don't exactly know what to do. I know a little bit of the first part. I'm still not clear, like, what about the first phase? But I go. Because I know I'm not as fragile as I was told I was or as I think I am. Okay? So right there, watch the theories about theories. I refer to it as mindset because I find it a little more empowering. But if theory turns you on, and then make sure that you don't put the brakes by, well, I learned, and no, just intake as much as you can. And Lord knows how much you need, and treat it this way. Every new distinction is a step forward, is a step closer. So let's get as many distinctions as I can. And let's not be the kind of man who think that, well, once I know, then I'm done. Because life is never done until life is done. Constant and never-ending evolution, motion, revolution, revelation. Okay? so many different directions, so you better be fully equipped. So equip yourself, grab. And sometimes, you know, you may have one piece that you don't use very often, but decide afterwards, grab first. Those guys who dissect first, especially if you don't have reference. Okay? And then put it into action as much as you can, and it's not an either-or. And don't listen to people who tell you it's an either-or. Next great question, how to easily transform anger into positive force for improvement. How to be proactive about change and not need the energy of anger for change. Very simple. You use the words energy and a more specific label of anger. Now, all of that is a byproduct of biochemistry. I'm not an expert biochemist, yet I'm going to give you a simple explanation. Okay. So certain emotions are of a greater density while others are of a lesser density. Okay? Now, once we understand that, if we let go for a moment of the label, anger, happy, upbeat, and we just process it from the perspective of density, okay, which will explain many of the matters of the world right now. Now, why, for example, do we tend to get a little addicted to drama? Okay? Why do we reach for something that we know we shouldn't reach for? It's simply because we're seeking a higher density frequency and biochemistry. So once you're aware of that, if you want to bypass anger, you need to find something of a greater density. Don't assume that the scale is, well, from anger it will be excitement, but play with it in all directions, okay? Oftentimes, for example, if we repress and we get depressed, that's quite a dense energy. So to hope that we're going to go from, oh man, I'm repressed, I'm expressed, to, hey, I'm okay, and we're going to stay in okay, unless we find a form of Zen that has a greater intensity of biochemistry, we're going to go back to the greater one. So it's not good or bad, it's a matter of we gravitate towards the greater density. Once I understand that, I'm better understanding myself. If for whatever reason I became angry, I could perceive it from the perspective of judging my emotions. Well, you shouldn't have been angry. Or I could make it more practical and go, you needed something of a higher density. Well, now we work the matter in reverse. Sure. There's going to be times for all of us when we're wrestling with certain unpleasant internal experience known as emotions. There's plenty we can do. Density is key. I'll give you an example in a moment. But right there, instead of constantly dealing with it at that level, just begin to decide that you're going to create a life of greater excitement, a life of greater devotion. Now we're fueling powerful biochemistry, and it's going to overrule the depression. It's going to overrule the anger. So that's the bigger picture solution. And me, based on that understanding, one thing I have found very helpful, that you will find very helpful too if you start to play with it, is that when I find myself into anger, and I do, or lower energies, it's a reminder that I'm not taking enough steps in my life to create a higher quality experience, and because I'm at a lesser quality experience, I reach towards strong emotions like anger and so on, because they are relief, because they are more dense than the emotion of whatever emotion was there before. That's big picture. Small picture right now. it's a hierarchy. If we notice an emotion and it's not pleasant to us, or a thought, and we still follow a system, a hierarchy of, well, first I need to get rid of that emotion, and then I need to get rid of that thought, and when I feel better, then I can move on. We go nowhere. If instead we go, what is right now is, I need to direct my thought towards something very simple that I can do right now, and I need to do it with everything I can. But that's not easy, because we go back to, we gravitate towards what we've done more often. So if in that moment I'm angry, okay? For example, take a cold shower. Oh, I don't want to take a cold shower. I can't. I'm not by a shower. Commit. Turn on your alarm and for 3 minutes do any breathing pattern, even a simple one. Learn one. Ask me for one. Like, say, breath of fire. In and out through the nose, yogic breath, and you pump with the belly. Now, the problem is that if a guy goes, yeah, I know I should do that, and he keeps his focus towards the emotion, is not going to come out of it. If instead you're more committed, see, density, remember, density is the key. So one way to bypass is to find more density into a proactive item. Okay, we had one more question here. From Kevin, question, how to use group frame energy in and through other groups? Request an example. Well, if you're live and you want to clarify a little bit, that
sure.
Will. Okay, good.
Yeah, I can clarify. By the way, Vince, thanks for all this insight. I'm just like, my mind is blown right now. But I'm going to go ahead and give you the situation and the context. So,
beautiful. Hey, I appreciate you thanking me. Give it the time, though. I appreciate you thanking me. Give it the time. We're barely scratching the surface. And I think that one of the greatest, the wisest way to give the thank, okay, we pass this on to each other, is the realization that if indeed it's so helpful that it would make sense that I thank the person, then the next logical thing would be, well, let me get more than if it's so helpful, okay? Because there's a tendency that you may not have, but many have, that subconsciously they thank a little too early, as if they had arrived, and that's a more sophisticated subconscious manifestation that robs us from really staying until the miracle truly happens. So it may not apply for you, but you reminded me of that, because I often hear a guy saying thank you and I like it, so I don't need it. I appreciate it. I love sophistication. I'm a big fan of sophisticated communication, doing the gesture when most would not. Props to you. That's part of being a true Casanova. I've seen it sometimes. The guy thank me and then I go, where is he? Oh, the thank you can also equal I got it now. I pass it back to you, Kevin. I love this. Good dynamic here.
Awesome. Well, listened to your call the other night and actually used some of what you taught us in set. And my friend Steven and I were just heading home, and the lift, like, was too far away, so we canceled it. And then we called another one, and it was, like, even three times more far away. So we're like, let's just walk towards where we have to go to see if we can just get there quicker. And as we're walking, we run into these two girls who are just outside of a bar, and we're like, what are you two ladies doing on the street here? And then they're like, oh, this place closed. And we just strike up a conversation about how all the places are closed, people having to wear masks, and the hysteria behind it. And at the same time, they had already called an Uber, and they're like, do you guys want us to just give you a ride back towards your place? And I'm like, oh my God, this is like the best thing that could happen. So like at that moment, you know, there's a social energy that, like, I basically have the ball, you know what I mean? And so I just got in the car, and my friend Steven got in the front seat. But we're just striking up a conversation in the back, and I knew I had to get out soon. So I was like, hey, you know what? You two seem like you're really cool, but we got to get out in a little minute. So whose phone number, and then they just like both offered me their number, and the one that I was actually interested in, she gave me her number, and we've texted a little bit already. So in that sense, like what happened there was, you know, there's a full present moment in action and experience taking place. Sometimes, and I think anyone can attest to this, that there's just a social energy that can be felt. And so what I mean is, how can like you use that if and when people start going to places where there's more than like two or three groups of people, and you just want to keep that, as many say, that good vibe and that good energy, and pass it through to different groups if you've developed it from one. You know what I mean?
I think we got enough pieces to help you, okay? There's two angles right here, okay?
All right, there's one second. I'm going to take some notes.
All right, cool. Very cool. Okay, so there's the question that you're asking, and there also, once you're at a good level, you know, a good level would be, okay, now you are interacting with girls, both of them volunteer the number, you find yourself in that situation despite of the many restrictions, that's good. So now we're working. Treat it like that, okay? Treat it like now we're working. And then be very interested in knowing that what will elevate this even more, and the more you elevate it, the more it becomes surreal, okay? There's plenty of guys that would have passed two girls and have had such a weird attitude that girls, even from the get-go, would have been a little uncomfortable. Or if the girls were not comfortable, there's plenty of guys that would have used that as a reason, or they were not comfortable, okay? There's plenty of guys that the girls would not have wanted to volunteer more with those guys in terms of transportation, okay? So if you're there already, then that means that there's another level. The other level is like, well, are you sure you guys want to get out now? Because well, our place is not that far. Do you guys want to come? How do we reach that place? We reach that place by elevating the overall frame of mind. So we backtrack knowing that you're doing awesome, okay? And part of what takes us further is to no longer operate from, no, but I was doing good, you know, to go, I'm doing awesome, and I'm only interested in one thing, to make that even more phenomenal. So if we backtrack, you said that we're walking and then there's those two girls. The frame of mind with any group, okay, it's a dynamic of a center point, a vortex, a point of gravitation, attraction. So more and more, open your mind to a new scenario. Two girls are passing by me and my buddy. And that's the point of focus. It's you and your buddy having a blast. There just happened to go to be two girls there. Okay? So we evolve the same way we go from being infant to being teenagers and so on, and we still carry residues the same way we could walk somewhere and there's a gum and we're walking, we're elsewhere, we're still walking, but we didn't know there's a gum underneath. What we got to realize is we came in a little polluted by the frames of the world and other people where the emphasis was like, still like, there's those girls and maybe we can do something to get them. Now, after a while, that gets a little lesser and you do better, and that's when you strengthen it in the other direction, which will help you with any groups, okay? The group that wants in with the other group, that's a little bit too weak of a mindset. The group that knows we're the most awesome group here, we're not competing, we're not comparing. But really, understand, make the point of focus small. Most guys, they go, well, you know, I met this girl and she was like this and she was like that. It should be more about, look at me. And then I felt this, and it should be more about your own awesomeness. And it's just two girls passing by. Okay. In that situation, from that place of elevation, my specialty is dual direction. I have found that if we move in one direction, for example, we played kind of, you know, downgraded a little bit, and we go, oh, I don't know. Yeah, if you guys don't mind, it's not the strong leading frame. But sometimes we feel we do that because we don't want to seem overly excited. If, on the other hand, we go, yeah, come on, girls, let's go, sometimes they could become a little reluctant, okay? So me, what I do, I expedite the process by putting a light little like, oh, I don't know, you guys, are you safe? I don't know. But at the same time, I'm already walking in the car. And maybe the car wasn't there. It's just an example, okay? Now, you're in the car. You're right there with the girls. You can, there's a couple options right there, okay? So me, when I close, I open three doors at the same time. Kevin, everybody, hear this. It's pure gold. Because, see, what if, let's say, the girls already, clue number one, yeah, people have concerns, masks and so on, but they have no concerns to have you in a vehicle with them. So that means that they're already more open and so on. So it would be foolish for a guy to, oh, I got to stop here, unless you have a huge priority, then you would treat it still the same way, but you would honor your priority. You'd be, oh, man, I would totally hang out with you guys longer. I do have to stop at my place, promised my friend I was going to call them, and I can only Skype with them, cannot do it, whatever, okay? Now, either you guys, you tell us and we hang out a little bit later, or you can pop in, but now, again, that little restrictions, but I need 10 minutes of quiet. You're not going to be pests because it's an important meeting. Okay. Then you pre-plan three options, and it works no matter what. So one option is the girls were ready to hang out longer. Now, what are the likeliness of this? Depends on the candidate, depends on you, depends on the timing, but it's not the norm. Okay. Not everyone that meets somebody in whatever setting is ready to hang out later. Exception is when people are really wasted and drunk because, you know, their judgment is impaired anyway. So there's that option, but it needs to be treated lightly. There's the option of we hang out just a little longer right now, or we do a little bit more right now. And there's the option of, well, that's all the time we have right now, but we'll continue this. Okay? So now, three closes in one. Hear it. First, I go, wow, I don't know how spontaneous you guys are, but, you know, this feels fun. And then again, you know, depends on how spontaneous. Otherwise, I would say, and you're not really saying it, never mind our stop. We come and we hang out with you, or you guys come to our stop. So I'm opening a door there, but because I say, I challenge them, I don't know how spontaneous you are. And if it were me, it becomes a if, I would say, then you test also, okay? And you can always reinforce it afterwards. You can, if you open that door, you're not looking for a yes or no answer. They may give you a little clues. Sometimes they go, yeah, let's do it. Sometimes they're still quieter and you can tell, that's too big of an item for them. For me, it's cool. For them, it's too big. Then you could always reopen it afterwards and go, I tell you what, though. First idea was the best one. Let's fucking do it. Then you also say, we'll have to at least continue this at some other point. I wouldn't emphasize the number, digit. I would go beyond that, okay? So even when you get the number, more and more guys don't go like, hey, we should be in touch. What's your number? That's still too average. Go, we totally have to continue this conversation at some other point, and we'll have to check out the little place you were telling us about. Here, enter your number, okay? Then the third door that we open, so now we secure the number, we open the door for more right now. Then we could also go, but I tell you what, though. Let's at least right now tell me more about you. Okay, so we also emphasize, but we don't have to stop it right now. We can do more. And if even, let's say, they're going to go to their place, you're going to your place, then I would pause and I would say, okay, sir, here's $3 extra. I want to chit-chat with them. I want a proper goodbye. And you step out of the car and chit-chat in front a little bit. So open three at the same time. The dynamic of groups gravitate towards whichever group is the most appealing within their frame of reference, okay? If, for example, three coworkers were hanging out after work, just to talk a little bit more about work, and you're part of the group where a girl is dancing on the table, there may be some appeal, but here's the guideline for the group. okay? You got to AMOG every other group. How do you AMOG every other group? You're less dependent than on others than them. You ever like see a group and they're fun, they seem to have fun, but they're not really showing much sign of attention towards the other groups. So you got to bring that element of independence, because the dependent group depends on the independent group. Okay? But if we only did that, we could end up like, I was just a little group and we never hanged out with anybody else. So you counterbalance that with going also further at the level, and we're fun, we're flowing, we're ready for anything, more upbeat, and so on. So since tonight, it's about relearning how to learn and to resolve that you're going to resolve it all no matter what. Because the moment you resolve, you're opening the door to the next resolve. Then I would say, move away from the protocol of learning this art that's based on the specific situation, okay? Typical of guys who have very little record. I'm getting the signal that it's our last question. So move away from those guys who would think that the answer resides in, I got to clearly explain, there were two girls and we did this and we did that, because they think that it's somewhere in that information that there's going to be one answer that's suddenly going to make them surreal fucking seducer. Join the category of guys that know it's really about the teaching of Casanova, the essence. The guy who wants to get the girl is probably not going to get the girl. The guy who's committed, driven, dedicated to all the growth that he can, automatically, he will get the girls. It's not an either-or. Some guy could use this mindset the wrong way and go like, well, those two girls are going to come to my place, but I told them no because I was going to study at home. That's not what we're talking about, okay? But know that the greater answer to any such question, because questions can also be endless, meaning, nah, you got the answer on how you texted the girl and she replied, but now what do you reply when she replies again? Yes, we do teach also, and it's important to learn at that small piece level. But your best bet is to boost 360 all the different elements during Pickup Academy, the 7-day training that's coming up. Yes, it's a commercial for it right now. One thing I'm going to do is I'm going to list all of the pillars of pickup. To hear all of them in one shot would be too much, so we're going to break them down, okay? All of the pillars that matter. For example, if a guy becomes more and more fond of himself, that's one pillar. Continuously make headways. No, you don't understand. I already like myself. That's not my problem. Don't deal at the problem level. Lead with the possibility level. There's no telling what is the ceiling, the roof of you really loving yourself. So every time you increase that, of course, you increase the odds at the same time, okay? Every time you also go, but you know what? Because I know I'm capable of getting plenty. I don't need anything. So I'm in a situation right now where it would be possible to pull two girls. If I am still bound by, oh man, that would be great, let's make this work, I again reverse to being too dependent. And because they're not 100% comfortable to make that happen, because they have their own reservation issues and so on, it was just a little too much tension in your devotion to make it happen. Oh, there was last-minute resistance. No, you were still too tense. Why were you tense? It's not a muscular issue. You were tense because you got a little excited and you really wanted it. So should I not want it, Vince? That's why we teach them and treat them as pillars. And it's a polarity, and they're opposites oftentimes. Okay? You got to be more ready to, that's my intention. This, I'm here to win. At the same time, I don't depend on anybody else but my own company to feel plenty. All right. Beautiful. Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate the question. And when you take steps like you do, of course, it becomes a lot easier to fuel bigger pieces and so on. So I'm thrilled to say that we're nearing a unique experience that I have been doing for 12 years now, which is called Pickup Academy. The protocol is, because it's 7 straight days, the impact, of course, is greater. And whenever we put our attention with devotion, we grow faster. An acceleration, even if not final or perfect, automatically gives you the excitement needed that sometimes was sufficient. So the protocol is 7 days. Normally we do it in person. Right now we could, but for me, you know, I don't want to have people like some Europeans, if they travel, they could travel. If a guy says, hey, I'm in Europe, I want to go to America, great. But I don't want that to be part of what I offer right now. Your choice if you want to, but for me, I'd rather wait a little bit till it's a little simpler for you to go through that. So instead this year, we do it online. You get the recordings, and because there's different time zones, East Coast, West Coast, Europe, Australia, Asia, all the different continents, I chunk the sessions daytime and nighttime. They're a little bit of, we talk about the same thing, you can attend both, you get the recording of both. Each day, it's like, today we talk about opening, today we talk about continuing, day two. And then to start to escalate. It's very well structured, and I'm bringing the cavalry with me, AZD, Bad Boy, Discovery, Hypnotica, the list goes on, Kevin Derrick Gentry, Jared, Jared Syke, Ryan Cruz, each one of them will be teaching with me. It's called Pickup Academy, absolute must. If you're not yet in, total must. There's a link with the recording of this first podcast in class as a countdown to Pickup Academy 2020. Thank you for listening tonight. Powerful answers. Re-listen. And if you're a member of Aphrodite's Prince, be certain to do your daily video and boost your delivery. Okay, don't go back even when you ask a question to, yeah, my question is. No problem with that, but guaranteed, there's a girl next to you and you're the guy going, yeah, my question is, even if it's fairly upbeat, you know, that's not enough. At best, the girl won't mind being in touch with you, but you're not creating in her that sense of urgency to see you again. It's always the same thing. Yeah, you know, you tell people, yeah, there's that movie, and the movie's not bad, and so on. The moment there's a little some other priority, they're going to pass on it. So oftentimes it's sad because you could be with that girl, those girls, but you didn't realize that everyday average, not too bad, not too good, way to talk is not sufficient for people to continuously think about you and to reach that place of, you know what, I don't care. Most people are saying don't hang out with other people. Me, I am going. It is something much stronger than that. And seize every moment to drill it because it's too late to shift. I see plenty of guys. You hang out with them. There's not that many people around. You walk around. You go, so, tell me. And they go, oh, well, what, yeah, well, I, you know, I like to. And you realize if I didn't know them, go, hey, let's hang out again. Let's do it again. That was so much fun. I probably wouldn't. I mean, it's pleasant. It's not unpleasant, okay? And then suddenly there's two girls, and they go a little more upbeat, okay? But that means that you have not made it the norm. And the answer with groups, appeal, and so on is when we remove women, we remove nightclubs, we remove everything. You are there. It's still a blast and a blessing to hang out with you because you paid your dues, and you're a dude that it's, wow, we can take it any direction. Let's talk spirituality. Let's talk this. Let's open our hearts and so on. Wow, look at the fashion. Look at this. Look at that. The uniqueness. Really, what do you, wow. Okay? So that's the aim. And it's not going to be perfect, but it's the journey. And it's an intelligent aim also. It is shallow. Many people did not really understand the essence of our community. And some understandably so, because if a guy's best aim is to learn a couple of gimmicks to get the girl, wow, that's too shallow. So on the other hand, wouldn't it totally, completely, and only make sense that just like a tree, nature will not stop its own growth, It's going to grow to the full potential that we wouldn't come back to that point of return of, I want to treat myself by being the best self I can be, not thinking that I'm not enough, but from the get-go, I am plenty. And if I'm plenty, then it only makes sense that I become everything that I can be and repeat, repeat, repeat. Now, okay, that's a little more intense than, hey, I have a quick question. How do you get a girl to say yes to this? Oh, tough one. Depends. If you paid your dues elsewhere, you know, it depends. How are you dressed? How do you sound? How do you talk? What's your mindset? What if the girl doesn't say yes right away? Do you freak out? Do you get upset? Do you go depressed? Do you dwell in weird, bizarre emotion? What if the girl says yes and she comes to your place? Then what would await there? Is your place a mess? And what if the girl says, well, I can't right now, but I can chat on the phone. Would she want to stay on the phone because she want to hear more, even though you got to go? So it makes sense when you go the full journey like that, but you dive in for you, only for you. At one point, you reach critical mass. At first, you have little signs of it, and you doubt it a little bit. You go, wow, those girls wanted us to go with them. Interesting. When that happens, right away, we go, of course, why wouldn't they? It's normal. Don't be fooled also by, oh, man, that could be good. That's the beginning of the end. Own it right away. Of course, why wouldn't they? And then after that, those signs are more and more frequent until you realize, oh, what an intelligent way to create true attraction. Okay? Because now I score a little bit higher than most, not to compare, simply because I've dedicated myself more and I ventured a little further automatically. Have natural attraction. Okay? Thanks for listening tonight. I'll see you in the groups. If you're not members of the groups and anything like this, send me a quick email, vince@seductioncoaching.com. I'll send you a couple of gifts. Also, it's too late for those who are going to listen to the recording, but yesterday for Father's Day, surreal special 3 home study course for 50 or 6 for 75. Normally they're 89 each, and they're so rich. The one on threesome has got segments with Hypnotica, with AZD, with Tony Dillinger in it, audio recordings, videos. I'm there with girls demonstrating, and they're all very extensive. It's not like a 2-3 hour program. So if you didn't jump on it, what are you waiting for? Jump on it now. It's a gift. Okay? Good night.
Of the world's largest online convention ever. Go to CosmicCodeConvention.com.